RadioMD.com. It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
A U.S. study that just came out yesterday said obese people who lose just 5% of their body weight may see big benefits when it comes to their health. 40 obese men and women were randomly assigned to either lose weight on a calorie-restricted diet or to maintain their current weight. And the researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis took a close look at the differences. And those who lost 5, 10, 15% of their body weight found the smallest weight loss group, and they saw significant changes that lowered their risk for diabetes and heart disease. People think you, if you're obese, that you have to lose 100 pounds, but just losing 5% of your body weight can make a humongous difference. And those people who lost total body fat saw improved blood pressure, lower levels of triglyceride fats in the blood, less fat in the liver. They had lower blood sugar levels. And you get the biggest bang for your buck with just 5% weight loss is what they found out. So, I mean, those who lost 10% or more, of course, saw continued improvements in some areas like muscle tissue, but not necessarily in liver function or fat tissue. And they pretty much achieved their maximum benefit at 5% weight loss. Now, that does not say that if you have 25, 30, 50 or more pounds to lose, that you should only do the 5% and stop there. Because the more weight that you lose and the better shape that you get in, the better your body will be. It will be more efficient. And we know that your heart will have a lower workload on it. It will work less hard to do the same amount of work. You will be a more efficient machine. And so really what this study is, and I think this is going to put it into perspective a little bit, is that this is a reminder of the benefits of gradually getting to your healthy weight, that you do not have to do it all in one. People look for this magic pill. They look for this magic thing, like all of a sudden you can just snap your fingers like Samantha Stevens, and there you are, boom, you're at your optimal weight. But that's not the case. It's gradual. It's hard work. It is. It's frustrating, and it can be very difficult, but it is worth it in the long run. I can tell you, seeing it in my family, seeing it with my clients and my heart patients for the last 30 years, that it is absolutely worth the work that people put into it. So 5% can make a humongous difference, and I think that's really important to note. Now I would like to talk about something that I think is very important, and how to protect yourself from hospital-acquired infections. This is something that we're seeing on the rise recently. People are seeing things like sepsis and C. difficile, which is a bacteria that is associated with healthcare environments. And C. diff, for example, is one of those things that can, with certain precautions, be prevented for the most part. It is a nasty business. My mother had it, and my aunt had it. And so I want to give you some tips here to avoiding some of these hospital-based infections. Now, one thing that they recommend is that all visitors and staff wash their hands before approaching you. I know some people in hospital say, well, I'm not going to tell the doctor to wash their hands when they come in, that they're going to be offended. They're going to be offended with me and think I'm being rude. But the fact of the matter is they will not, and they will think you are a better health advocate for yourself. They will think you are much better at what you do if you're more conscious about that. So when they walk into your room, I don't care if it's a physical therapist or a nurse or a doctor or the person bringing your food, well, that person can set the tray down. But you know what? Asking them to wash their hands is not out of line. It's not rude. It's not presumptuous. It is good sanitation. Wiping down surfaces when you first go into a hotel, a hospital room too. Wipe down the surfaces. Bring your own little bacterial wipes. It's really good advice and ways to keep yourself from getting some of these nasty things you can get in hospitals. This is Melanie Cole. We've got a great show coming up. Thanks for listening and stay well.